Next weekend. Next weekend is time change weekend, okay?
Right.
Not this weekend.
Next weekend.
Yesterday.
I'm Congress, already sleepy thinking about it.
Congress, what did I do with my story here? The senators, once again, passed a resolution, as they did last March.
A resolution.
The Sunshine Protection Act. Bipartisan, in you were looking for bipartisanship, the Senate, bipartisan.
Of course, for a resolution.
Passing, yeah. That would end the time change. The problem still is the fact that the House of Representatives is a stumbling block. As much as the Senate sometimes usually is the stumbling block, it's the House. It says here, because the House still cannot decide what the time change should be. Should it be the standard time we're on now, or should it be the daylight saving time we're going to enter with the extra hour of light? Should that become the standard time? That's the issue from the House of Representatives. Senate, by the way, I believe says that the daylight saving time should be the standard time.
Yeah, it should be standard.
Yes, what we're going into.
That's what right now is where we should always stay.
Well, you want to stay this kind.
Yeah, I want to stay this way. Right.
I see. Now we have disagreements because I want it the other way. I want more light later.
Well, and that's a Senate resolution.
Yes.
That means nothing.
Legislation.
Legislation.
Yeah, they passed it again.
Okay.
Sent it to the House. House is not acting on it. Yeah.
All right.
The Sunshine Protection Act. And you have, again, a bipartisanship going on here.
Sunshine Protection Act.
Yep.
I see.
That's so. And it happened, passed last year, March 22, but didn't go anywhere. And so that. And about 30 states, and I think Michigan is one of those states, have introduced their own legislation to end time changes by state, but the states can't act. Because Congress has to give the states permission to act in this particular instance.
Right.
So.
You know, I don't understand it. I think years ago, I mean, there was one. I didn't know this, but it was one of those things that was like fluid. Like the, you know, Congress would enact daylight savings time, then they would end it, then they would enact it, and then they would end it. Why can't we just end it?
Well, that's the question, and I'm trying to remember what the circumstances were. Because, yeah, it was around for a while, then it didn't, and then it was around again. Right. So
I just want it on standard time, so in summertime I can enjoy a fire and all that. Because, you know, I usually have to go to bed while it's still sunlight out, and I don't I don't like that. And we
Blackout curtains anyway.
And we are on the most western edge of the eastern time zone as well.
That's
so
true.
The sun's always going to be along a little bit longer than, let's say, you know, Philly or New York City. So look at it that way.
Well, whatever way you look at it, just remember is you still have to change your clocks next weekend.
Or I'll say this. How about just putting us in Central Time?
Oh, change our whole time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We probably should be in Central Time anyway.
Well, that's a...
It's not that far away.
No.
We can join our friends in the western end of the UP.
That's what I mean.
Because remember, the western end of the UP
just
is
west of Escanaba. It changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, next weekend, time change, springing forward, losing the hour of sleep.